Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. So glad that you have joined us as we kick off another week. And there's a song, I believe it was back in the 80s, called What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner. And really liked the song, just the beat of it and the words. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week, I've been thinking about the fruits of the Spirit lately. And, of course, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the first one is love. And in this culture that we live in right now, I mean, love is kind of low in supply unless it's people that like or love, in quotations, what you do. And yet, you know, the Bible says we're supposed to love one another. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And so I want to ask you this today. How's your love tank? Is it full? Is it three quarters? Half? I got about a quarter tank, Greg. Yeah, I can love people a little bit. Don't have a lot of love, but especially for those that don't like or love the things that I do. Or maybe you're just on empty. Just 2020, between the pandemic and the social unrest, the political uproar that we've had, you're just, I got to be honest, Greg, I'm on empty. Well, I'm glad you're here this week, because we're going to be talking most of this week about what's love got to do with it. And even though that song was, you know, a pop song, not a spiritual song by any stretch, you know, the fact of the matter is God thinks that love has a lot to do with it. Was really with everything. And we're going to be camping out in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. So if you've got your Bible, I want to encourage you to turn there with us or get on your Bible app. But, you know, when it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, Jesus said before he left to go back to heaven to be with our Heavenly Father and with God, he said, I'm going to leave you a comforter, a counselor, the Holy Spirit, to be with you and to give you wisdom. And if you're a follower of Jesus, man, I don't think we take advantage, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but a positive way. We don't take advantage of the opportunities that we have by being a follower of Jesus. We talk a lot in church about God the Father, Jesus the Son, but we don't talk about the Holy Spirit a lot, the third part of the Trinity. And, you know, there's been times where, like, I've bought some at CVS because I'm in a hurry or whatever, and I get frustrated because I remember, oh, I had a coupon in my car for, you know, $2 off something or 25% off, and I don't take advantage of that, quote, free money, as it would say would be. And I don't think a lot of times as Christians we take advantage of the Holy Spirit and its power and its love and its just impact that it can have in helping us. And so when it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, these come from the Holy Spirit that Jesus so freely gives and told us would be available for us. And so I hope today that this will maybe give you some insight. And as we go through Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we're living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another, or be jealous of one another. Well, you know, if we think about it, I mean, sometimes loving people, especially people that are being unlovely, whether it's people that we've loved in the past, family members, neighbors, co-workers, people at our churches, but especially people that are not like us, unless you really let the Holy Spirit and let Jesus be in your mind and heart and take control of your interactions with people, it's just hard to love those that, quote, are different from us or unlovely. But yet the Spirit there is saying in verse 23 that if we belong to Christ Jesus, we have nailed the passions and desires of our sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. And man, that word crucified, we know that's what they did to Jesus, but that verse is telling us that we have to sometimes nail the passion desires of our sinful nature, which when we don't love others, since Jesus has told us that we are to love one another, then we have to crucify that flesh. And it's so hard. I mean, I know trying to do that with food, I shared with you last year that, you know, I was able to lose 25 pounds and even was down to 30 at Christmas Eve. And then I started embracing some bad habits and food. And I've been trying to get back locked back in because I still have a total of 40 that I wanted to lose. And so I still have 15 more. And I tell you, crucifying that flesh and trying my desire for food, even though I know sometimes I'm not hungry, but I mean, I know a lot of people can relate to that. Or other people, it can be like shopping, buying things, okay? Whether it's going online or going out to the mall, watching TV, and people, I mean, it's easy just to mentally veg out in front of a computer screen or a TV screen. And, you know, obviously in itself, it's not a sin, but long term, as we continue to do things like that, God's kind of convicted me, not condemned me, but convicted me like, hey, you know, you're doing too much of that. And so I want to encourage you today that we can love others because of the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I think it's God's a God of detail. And so the first fruit of the Spirit it talks about is love. It's the very first one that is mentioned in the Bible. And, you know, it's hard to love if we become conceited, like it says in chapter 5, verse 26, or if we provoke one another. And sometimes, I mean, you know, we just like picking people we're not feeling good, or the old saying, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, which, you know, is kind of an excuse, or to be jealous of one another. And that affects our love tank. If you're on empty, man, you become jealous of other people. You start provoking family members, loved ones. Or sometimes we become conceited. We just think we've got it all figured out. And, you know, man, life's always full of adversity. And being a former college basketball coach, I feel the pain of Coach John Calipari and just how much UK basketball has struggled this year, because had a lot of success here. Yet North Carolina last year, I believe it was last year or the year before, was horrendous. And, you know, Duke had a year where they were really bad. And so even great college basketball programs, UCLA that won, you know, has won the most NCAA championships. And we're on a roll back in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, I think they have won in like the last 30 years now. And so it's just hard to be able to keep up the consistency of winning or loving people. Okay. And yet the fruit of the Spirit is love. And, you know, what's love got to do with it? Well, God thinks a lot. And I want to say it to help you, not to beat anybody up. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But I really believe right now, at this point where we are in our country with all that's going on, it is so important, if you're a follower of Jesus, to be able to love others and let people see the love that you have for them, especially those that think differently, act differently, maybe vote differently than we do. And so I want to share five things that kind of have been on my heart and mind after reading Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26 lately. And the first thing is that Jesus said that love is everything. Jesus said that love is everything. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Now, I want you to think about that. I mean, that's a lot of stuff right there. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. So it takes effort to love people. I mean, it really does. I mean, on those days when the sun's shining and you're feeling good physically and you've got money in your account and, you know, things are going well with your kids, your grandkids, I mean, it's easy to love other people. But when things are not like that, if you're going to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength, we have to be intentional about that. And that's why I was talking earlier about verses 25 and 26 in Galatians chapter 5 about nailing the passions and desires of our sinful nature to his cross and crucifying them there. Okay? That's what we have to do sometimes on a daily basis. And so I want to encourage you to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. I mean, four different things there that Jesus says that we're supposed to do when we love the Lord our God. All our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And the thing that I'm thankful for is that we don't have to do all this in our own strength, yet we do have to focus and be intentional about it. And that's what I'm trying to encourage you to do this week. Really want to encourage you to just help, ask God to help you love others the way that he does. And he will help you. Somebody say, well, Greg, I'm just really worried. My love tank, you asked earlier, where are we at? And I'm on empty. I mean, the fuel light is on in the dashboard, in my heart. I get it. But I'm thankful to know that Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And, you know, the interesting part out of that, Mark chapter 12, verse 30, the next verse in that 31, after Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, Jesus said, the second greatest commandment is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And as I think about that second part, that second commandment there in verse 31 of Mark chapter 12, the reason I think a lot of people don't love their neighbor as their self is because they don't love themselves. And, you know, that's kind of it's a fine line, I know, a lot of time for people that are followers of Jesus, because you're like, okay, I mean, we're supposed to be humble and be, you know, people of humility and put others first. And Jesus said he did not come to be served, but to serve. But I really do believe that one of the reasons that people can't love others is because they don't love themselves. And I was talking with a spiritual mentor and good friend of mine, Greg Williams, recently. We were talking a little bit about this. He said, you know, it starts with loving God. And then as you love God and you know the love for he has for you, then you learn to love yourself. And then out of that, out of loving God and loving yourself, you're able to love others. But until you understand the love that God has for you and are able to be at peace and love yourself the way God has created and designed you, and we all come in different shapes, sizes, and desires, and things like that, then it's hard to love others. And I'm so thankful and I'm encouraged that this week we're going to be talking about how we can do that and how, because of Jesus, that we can really love those that are sometimes unlovely or like sandpaper in our lives. And I got news for you. We're all somebody's sandpaper. Don't be pointing at the person sitting next to you while you're listening. But unfortunately, we're out of time. And so I want to make sure that if you tuned in late, you'll go catch the podcast this at our website, hopeishere.today. But I also hope you'll invite somebody to join us again as we continue talking about what's love got to do with it. I'm Greg Horn. And this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.